Welcome back. I'm Sharon Rhodes from Time for You. Today we're continuing a series of things that we can learn from the sea. Do you ever go to the ocean and feel like you can actually breathe easier? Well, there may be some truth to that, truth that's supported by scientific research. You see, for years, patients in Australia who had been diagnosed with cystic fibrosis would go surfing in the ocean, and they would report after they surfed that they could breathe easier. So researchers began looking into those claims. And in one study that they had cystic fibrosis patients inhale hypertonic saline for 48 weeks. The premise was that the salt in the saline would draw more water into the surface of the airways and open them up. This is according to Dr. Thomas Ferkel, who is president of the American Thoracic Society. Dr. Ferkel has focused his work on cystic fibrosis and other lung diseases. Now, the results of those experiments were published in 2006. There was evidence that patients had fewer pulmonary flare-ups and required fewer antibiotics when they inhaled the saline solution. This protocol has been adopted and is now standard practice for doctors to prescribe a 7% sodium chloride inhalation solution to cystic fibrosis patients. What does all this have to do with the ocean? Well, the air near the ocean contains salt. People everywhere have for years have gone to the ocean to recuperate, to soak in salt baths, and to ease symptoms of such medical conditions as pulmonary fibrosis or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. Another study found patients who had weakened respiratory systems, when they breathed ocean air, they actually experienced thinner mucus, improved lung function, reduced coughing, and decreased sinus pressure. The very act of walking by the sea can help us relax, and when we relax, our muscles can function more easily and effectively, including the muscles we use to breathe. In many cases, there may be less pollen by the sea because the ocean breezes blow ashore and clear the air of the particles that make people sneeze and cough and wheeze. When we breathe more effectively, our bodies are able to function more effectively as well. Our brain gets more oxygen, our body relaxes, our thoughts become clearer, and we become less stressed and more serene. As we've been considering various lessons that the sea teaches us in recent podcast, it truly seems the sea calls to her for reasons that lead to better health and happiness. My wish for you today is that you are able to take time to stroll by the sea. Or simply download sounds from the ocean. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you like these podcasts, please follow us and share time for you with your friends. That's all for today. This is Sharon Rhodes signing off for now with a reminder to always take time for you.